I'll make my mistake come from James.
I wish maybe you throw out John instead. First John, anyway. He was a younger fellow there in First John, in John, Gospel. You don't like that one?
No.
Don't want it, won't slide. All right, what do we left? How about we try some standard ones then? Hey, could somebody put him in a box back there? You know, he's very, very brilliant, you know. Up ahead went down. Let's listen well, let's go.
I remember with Dale's theory, by the way, that one crossed my mind, and then I thought of how Cephas, after something like 14 years after Pentecost, stood condemned. So we got to be more, you know.
Was that like 14 years?
Well, it's 3 years or 14 years or something. Remember in Galatians?
Yeah, right.
Sometime in
17 years.
It doesn't directly say the time, but after 3 years, Paul went there, and then 14 years later, he went there, and when Cephas came to Antioch, he stood condemned. So, I mean, it sounds like he must have sinned. But he must not be born of God, then.
In all fairness, now, it doesn't say he sinned. Now, we've got to be fair, too. I mean, he's an agent of sin, is what he was indicating. He didn't say he sinned, right?
No.
If I become an agent of sin. Let's hear it, people.
The only thing I can think of, like, and even with the Cephas, because what he did, maybe he wasn't coming from love when he, I think when what he did, he wasn't aimed or whatever, but if we're into loving one another, we're not going to be into sin.
Hey, that's it. Now, go ahead. Here we go. Come on.
Well, yeah, because if we're following Jesus' commandment, we're not going to, but I can't think of anything. The next passage starts off with loving one another.
That's right.
And
what covers a multitude?
Love is born of God.
And what's that verse? Against such there is no law.
But if you slip once, does that mean you were never born of God?
Right. Then you weren't into being, you weren't following Jesus' command. That didn't.
You weren't born of
God.
Then you weren't born of God. Yeah, right.
Have all of you tried to make sense of this?
Yeah.
How many have not? And how many have? Well, that accounts for about 3/4 of everyone. Have not and have. Okay. Where are we then? So where are we?
We know we don't know.
Says God is testing man to show him that he's but beast. Again, we're born of a new nature. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and he was then he was greater than he was in the world, which is our nature, the beast.
And therefore.
I think is the Flint's Todd.
Oh, you're one of the ones that never tested it.
Yeah, I was just reading it.
Well, good. Is there a fresh wine skin here? Let's have a drink.
It says, see what love the Father has given us. I'm thinking that the love that the Father has given us is Jesus. And that if we believe in Jesus, we automatically covered, and therefore sin isn't recognized by God. So we automatically born of God by just believing in Jesus. And all these about Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, that everyone that does sin is automatically of the devil, but those who do believe is automatically covered. And it's automatically born of God.
This does not apply to people who believe in God. Yeah. Believe in Jesus.
Yeah, if you believe in Jesus... Yeah.
Then this doesn't apply.
Well, wait a minute. He's got a new one.
That may... Wait a minute. It does not apply to those who believe. They're excused. Hey, wait a minute. Here comes Nicholas again. It does not apply to me, huh? You sure then?
Well, we belong to Jesus. You know, we do what
Jesus
said.
Yeah, that's right. We belong to Jesus. So if I shoot somebody, I didn't really do it. Because I believe. Right?
No, now we belong to Jesus.
Now we're listening to Jesus.
Yeah.
Fudge, fudge. I noticed three different theories rolled into one there. You don't need three, you only need one, you know? Why bother? So in other words, he who is born of God won't do it anyway.
Well, if he does,
he's always trying to catch up with everyone else, isn't he? Huh? If we have any more ideas, let us say them now. There is the little matter of the entire rest of the New Testament, which we've hardly even considered in any way. However, let's just go with it. Any ideas? Let's hear it. And let me know when you're fully done. One observation that I had was that it says, beloved, we are God's children now, in verse 2. And then in verse 3, it says, everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. So somehow, hoping in Jesus, that somehow we're still God's children now, and we still sin. So there's... because we're becoming more pure. God is pure.